Upheaval, Reckoning, Chapter 15, For the Legion. Six days had passed since Prince Celestia's and Prince Tirado's public address. The past few days had been peaceful enough. Twilight and her friends had done what they could to spend some time with friends and family, but she had also taken the time to keep up with news coming from Canterlot and other nearby cities. The address had gone well enough, and the Legion was moving in. First on the Legion's list were the larger settlements: Manhattan, Cloudsdale, Baltimore, Canterlot, the big cities with plenty of recruits to gain. It was only now that the Legion had started to pay attention to the smaller settlements, including Ponyville. Twilight watched as the first few squads of lightly barded earth ponies arrived. She had woken up early and started watching for them ever since news arrived yesterday that they were coming. She wasn't alone. Applejack had thought of doing the exact same thing and stood next to her.
"What's with the disappointed face?" she asked.
The last of the Legionnaires had entered the village when Applejack answered.
"I was hoping Vanguard Clash would be with them," she said.
Hearing the name come from Applejack brought about a familiar and annoying twinge inside Twilight.
"That's completely ridiculous," she said.
The tinge of harshness in her voice surprised even her.
"He's Special Operations, not a recruiting officer. Why would he come here?"
"To see us?"
Applejack replied. She kept her gaze on the Legionnaires, ready to interfere if something went out of hoof. Twilight bit back another harsh reply, berating herself for suddenly being so irritable. There was something anticlimactic about the way the Legionnaires entered Ponyville. There were no trumpets or even some kind of procession. A small group of armored ponies simply walked into town as if they were merely visitors. Indeed, it took some time before some pony realized that the draft had finally begun. The mayor hurriedly arrived to greet the Legionnaires while the rest of Ponyville gathered behind her.
"Greetings, ponies of the Equestrian Legion," the mayor said.
She had a prepared script with her, something that Twilight had helped her with earlier.
"Welcome to our fair village."
Twilight watched nervously as the lead Legionnaire stepped forward. They were probably from the western or southern barrier land, as she didn't recognize the barding. She and Applejack moved closer. Among the crowd, Rarity and the others also looked on.
"I am recruiting officer Mineshaft," the lead Legionnaire replied.
"I suppose I should be glad that he at least made a decent attempt at enthusiasm," she thought.
"We request access to your registry list to determine who and how many we are expecting to draft," Mineshaft said. "We are also going to set up here in your main plaza."
"Of course, sir, right away,"
Mayor replied. She and her assistants trotted back to her office for the required documents. Mineshaft turned his attention to all the ponies that had gathered.
"All ponies expecting to be drafted, and all volunteers should remain. The rest of you, please return to your daily business."
As he was saying that, the rest of the Legionnaires were already spreading out to surround the plaza. A few of them asked for chairs and tables, while others were already organizing lines and herding out the ponies who were not expected to be recruited. Colts, fillies, and the elderly.
"Excuse me, Officer Mineshaft,"
Twilight said as she approached. The rest of her friends came with her.
"Yes, ma'am,"
Mineshaft replied.
"Does that mean that all the ponies recruited here will be stationed at the Western Barrier Land?"
"That is correct."
That was another moment of relief for Twilight. She didn't know much of the other barrier lands besides the northern one, but she could expect the fighting there to be less intense. At least, as long as the Ursans didn't decide to launch their own major invasion. Mayor returned with a registry list, which Mineshaft promptly took.
"Thank you, Madam Mayor," he said. "The Legion appreciates your cooperation."
He looked over the list and then eyed Twilight curiously.
"We received a memo that there are chosen Legionnaires currently staying here," he said. "Do you happen to know who they are?"
"That would be me and my friends,"
Twilight replied.
"We're from the Northern Equestrian Legion."
"And the sick of the fighting, huh?"
Mein Chef said. He looked glad to encounter fellow legionnaires.
I can respect that. I understand that you're on some kind of leave at the moment, but we'd appreciate any assistance from you.
Twilight nodded. She was actually hoping for that. If nothing else, she wanted to make this draft as easy as possible for Ponyville. The legionnaires were already finishing setting up. By the time noon rolled around, the lines were already in place. Though she was glad that things were going smoothly, Twilight also felt some disappointment. She had believed that, once her fellow chosen understood the situation, some of them would join in on their own volition. Yet, the looks on their faces were more resigned acceptance than any sort of enthusiasm. She was now glad that Vanguard had not come to see this, not after all her talk about how ponies from the Heartland would come to help if they knew. The legionnaires matched the resignation with emotionless, mechanical movements that were only a little better than outright hostility.
They should really make this into a happy occasion, Pinkie Pie said. Think of how much better recruitment would be if the legionnaires threw a welcome to the Legion party to celebrate all the new recruits.
I don't think our friends and neighbors are in any mood for a party, Pinkie, Rarity said.
They won't if these legionnaires keep acting like grumps, Pinkie replied. Can't they take off those champions and smile?
I don't think the legionnaires are in any mood for that either,
Fluttershy answered. An hour passed when a legionnaire approached Twilight's group.
Legionnaire Sparkle, we need your assistance, he said.
What happened?
We've encountered some resistance with one of the chosen, the legionnaire replied.
He led them to a house where several legionnaires were standing by the entrance along with a mint-green unicorn. Twilight recognized Lyra and knew who was inside.
Open this door, Miss Bonbon, one of the legionnaires said. By unified equestrian law, avoiding the draft is punishable by jail time.
Never!
Bonbon shrieked.
I don't want to go off to some far-off land and fight. Leave me alone!
Bonbon, please come out, Lyra implored. You'll only make things worse in there.
There was no answer this time. The legionnaires that brought Twilight and her friends to the place turned towards them.
Maybe you can talk her into putting a stop to this tantrum, he said. Otherwise, we're arresting her.
Twilight knocked on the door briefly.
Bonbon, it's me, Twilight Sparkle. Go away, Twilight Sparkle!
Bonbon, the Legion needs your help.
They're not getting it. There are hundreds of ponies out there they could get. They don't need me.
Don't you care about protecting Equestria?
Twilight asked.
I'm just one pony,
Bonbon answered.
I'm not a fighter. I don't have magic or great strength. What am I supposed to do against monsters? Please, just leave me alone.
Bonbon,
this is all your fault, Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight could hear the quiver in Bonbon's voice and the sobs between the words.
Why couldn't you have just left things alone? Why couldn't you have just stayed banished to wherever you were? Every pony was happy. Why did you have to ruin everything?
Twilight's gaze lowered.
I just...
Eventually, one of the legionnaires planted his forelegs firmly on the ground, then bucked at the door. Heavy metal tramplers smashed into the house's wooden entrance, breaking it in half and sending splinters scattering into the interior. Inside, Bonbon gave a panicked yelp and tried to run farther into the house. The legionnaires quickly surrounded and restrained her.
You're under arrest,
one of the legionnaires said. With his fellows surrounding Bonbon, he pushed her roughly and all of them moved forward. Tears streaming down her face, Bonbon gave one last angry look at Twilight.
You're not going to hurt her, are you?
Lyra asked as the legionnaires walked past her.
Our orders are to arrest any pony who tries to avoid the draft. Seeing as this village doesn't have a jail, we'd probably have to transfer her to the nearest city. Get to the plaza, Miss Heartstrings, you're on the list too.
The legionnaire softened his tone.
We won't hurt her unless she makes us defend ourselves, he added.
Coward!
Rainbow muttered as Bonbon was led away.
Rainbow, Applejack said. It ain't that simple.
Rarity put a hoof on Twilight's shoulder.
Are you all right, dear? She asked. Don't let what she said get to you. You did the right thing by going against the division.
But is it really our fault?
Fluttershy asked.
Are we the ones who dragged Ponyville into war?
The war didn't need any help in bringing itself here, Rarity said. It was going to happen eventually thanks to Black Rose's meddling. If there is any pony to be blamed, it's her and all the creatures trying to invade Equestria.
We still had a part in it, Twilight said. But you're right, Rarity.
She watched as Lyra ran off to the plaza.
There's going to be more of these incidents, and not just here in Ponyville.
It was afternoon by the time the draft in Ponyville was almost finished. Throughout the entire procedure, Twilight kept looking for at least one volunteer. She was disappointed to the end. She didn't consider the Cutie Mark Crusaders who tried to sign up only to be shooed away.
So, what's going to happen to all the new recruits now?
She asked Mineshaft.
We've got a large training camp already set up near Cloudsdale, Mineshaft replied. They'll start their training there before being sent off to their new respective posts.
As Mineshaft was speaking, Twilight noticed a large red stallion approaching the Legionnaires. Big Macintosh, she thought. It looked like she was going to find that one volunteer after all. Applejack was already moving to intercept the older Apple.
Big Macintosh, Applejack called out. What are you doing here? You're not being drafted.
Big Macintosh ignored his sister and walked over to Mineshaft.
Sir,
he said politely and firmly.
I'd like to replace Applejack in your Legion, please.
I already told you that it doesn't work that way,
Applejack said.
I'll still gotta try,
Big Macintosh replied. Mineshaft looked Big Macintosh over, then turned to one of the other Legionnaires.
Scree Trail, why aren't we drafting this big, strapping stallion?
He asked.
Just looking at him, I know he'll do well in infantry.
Scree Trail walked over and inspected Big Macintosh as well.
Which family are you from, Stallion? He asked.
The Apple family,
Big Macintosh replied.
Well, there you go, Scree Trail said. It says in this report that the Ponyville branch of the Apple family is exempted from the draft. The Legion has already a member in the ranks.
Well, that explains it,
Mineshaft said.
We're not drafting you and the Legion doesn't do trades. But,
Big Macintosh said.
Not just any Legionnaire too, Scree Trail said.
It says here that she's a Special Operations Vice Captain.
Mineshaft gave a low whistle.
A chosen in Special Operations that fast, he said. From the Apple family too. It's the Legion of Apple Slice all over again.
Wait just a gold darn minute,
Applejack said. She cringed when she saw the look of horror that Big Macintosh gave her.
I'm not Special Operations. That report's a mistake.
It's true, Twilight added. We formed a squad under a Special Operations Captain, but we weren't part of that group.
Would you like to be anyway?
Some pony said from a distance. Every pony turned towards the newcomer. Applejack took one look at the dark blue unicorn mare with the curly mane, then shook her head.
Captain Nightcanter,
she said. Behind Nightcanter were several ponies, likely all members of her squad and a few more. She walked towards the gathering of ponies and looked around.
So, what do we have here?
She asked. She focused on Big Macintosh, who was still staring at Applejack.
You looking to join the Legion, big boy?
She asked.
I can think of several uses for you. A few might actually involve fighting.
Applejack planted herself between Nightcanter and her older brother.
Why don't we just talk about why Special Operations is here?
She asked. Her tone was tense, but still respectful. Twilight agreed with the approach. Captain Nightcanter may often talk playfully, but she was still a high-ranking pony, one who had defeated her in a sparring match before.
I'll be back at the farm,
Big Macintosh said. When he stepped back and turned around, he did so in a daze.
Big Mac,
Applejack called out to him.
We'll talk about this later.
She pressed her lips together tightly when he didn't respond as he trotted off.
So, what is Special Operations doing in Ponyville, Captain Nightcanter?
Twilight asked.
Does it have something to do with us?
No,
Nightcanter replied. She gestured for Mineshaft and his legionnaires to move on, an order that they promptly obeyed. She lowered her voice slightly.
We are here to set up a base of operations. Then we are off to investigate the Everfree Forest. Maybe we can talk somewhere more private than the middle of a public plaza.
The library is pretty empty, Twilight said.
Several minutes later, Twilight found herself playing host to two squads of Special Operations Legionnaires and her friends. She peered outside, then closed the curtains. Nightcanter cast a spell, temporarily engulfing everything in the treehouse in dark blue light. Just something to make sure no pony's spying, Knight Kenta said. Most of the special operations ponies remained in the other reading rooms, while Knight Kenta sat at the center of Twilight and her friends.
So why do you need to go to Everfree Forest? Twilight asked.
Not the forest, Knight Kenta said. Our destination is Everfree Castle. We have received information that it might hold what we need to finally get a grasp of Black Rose's plans.
You mean the goal isn't even to defeat Black Rose? Rainbow asked. She's already stolen Princess Celestia's power and we're still just getting to know her?
Knight Kenta's eyes narrowed. She set both forelegs on the table before resting her chin behind them. Things aren't as simple as your rainbow-strained brain might take them to be, she said. It's easy with the Wolven or the Ursins or the Ophidites. They want to attack Equestria and the goal is to defend against them. We're in the dark with Black Rose here. We originally thought that she wanted to kill Princess Celestia, but she's not dead now, is she? Our best lead is the one provided by her brother of all ponies. Special Operations is spread thin and clutching at straws, so yes, our current goal at the moment is to get to know her better.
And you think that there's something in Everfree Castle that could help with that?
Rarity asked.
What could it be? It was empty the last time we got there, and all we know is that it used to house elements of harmony.
You only scratched the surface during your last visit, Knight Kenta replied. We're going deeper than that. Thanks to what we found inside Canterlot Castle's great library, we know that the castle is sitting on something even older.
What's that?
Twilight asked. The prospect of new knowledge excited her despite the misgivings about Special Operations' presence. The last refuge of Clover the Clever. Twilight nearly felt her heart stop.
You're kidding,
she said. She had to force the words out.
How much do you know about Clover the Clever? Knight Kenta asked.
She was Starspell the Bearded's disciple and a great spellcaster in her own right, Twilight answered eagerly. She helped found Equestria during the Wendigo crisis, along with several other ponies.
Knight Kenta raised an eyebrow.
What, that's not how the Barrierlands lore remembers it?
No, but it's not about Barrierlands lore, it's what we found in the hidden archives in the Great Library.
There are hidden archives in the Great Library? Twilight asked. Her excitement continued to grow.
Well, Nelly, Applejack said. Let's focus here.
Right, Knight Kenta said. According to the sealed histories, the ponies before Lexarius's dominion migrated outwards from the Blasphemous Rift. The Wendigo crisis prompted to move inwards in a desperate attempt to survive.
And then they discovered the power of friendship and defeated the Wendigos, Twilight said. The term Blasphemous Rift concerned her. She made a mental note to find out more later. The corners of Knight Kenta's lips twitched a bit, but she controlled herself.
Well, they found something. I don't think it was friendship, though.
She grew serious as she went on. Clover the Clever and her companions strayed very close to the Blasphemous Rift and managed to attune themselves to the lingering power of Oceanus. They used this power to destroy the Wendigos and claim Equestria. It was Twilight's turn to settle down grimly.
So much for Housewarming Eve, she thought. What happened then?
While the rest of Ponykind settled the land, Clover and her companions delved deeper into utilizing the power of Oceanus. They built a great capital city around the drift dedicated to further attuning all of Ponykind to their great progenitor. A lot of bad things were committed during those times, several books worth, in fact. Knight Kenta paused to massage her throat. Say, you don't happen to have some booze in this library, do you? She asked.
No booze, Twilight replied. I'll get you some water.
Once she set down a glass of water for Knight Kenta, she spoke in a grim tone.
Was Starswell the Bearded attuned to Oceanus too?
Starswell the Bearded died of sickness immediately after the discovery of Oceanus and the Blasphemous Rift, Knight Kenta replied. At least, that's what the records say, she added with a sly smile. After several gulps of water, she went on. Lexarius eventually interfered. He arrived in this world and rallied every pony who was horrified with what Clover and her companions were up to in their capital. To our race's credit, there were a lot of them. With his army he met the Oceanites in the battlefield and annihilated them, reducing their mighty city into a rubble-filled crater, and then teaming up with his fellow stewards to seal the blasphemous rift for good.
That wasn't the end, Rarity said. You wouldn't be here if that was the end.
Of course not. Clover the Clever survived and fled into where the Everfree Forest is now. She went into hiding and spent the rest of her life trying to find a way to undo the seals and reach Oceanus's power. The sealed histories say that she came up with a way, but...
But what? Twilight asked. She tapped the front hoof on the table impatiently.
She didn't get to use it. Luxarius found her and intercepted her. That was the end of Clover the Too Clever for her own good. Luxarius then sealed away her last refuge. Centuries later, Princess Celestia built Everfree Castle over it for extra protection.
Why didn't they just destroy it? Rainbow asked.
Clover stored a lot of power in that refuge in order to hide and protect it. That power was distilled from remains of her former companions and the last traces of the blasphemous rift she could gather. Destroying the refuge would have spread that power all over Equestria. Who knows what effect it could have?
So why go there now?
Black Rose plans to get into the blasphemous rift. She'll need a way how, and whatever's in the refuge is a good lead.
She's been on the move for a while now, Twilight said. She may have already gone there and taken anything useful.
Maybe, but she doesn't have free access to the information we just got like we have. The prince is sure that what she learned from the library of Luxarius only has vague clues about the sealed histories, which hadn't been disturbed when we got to them. She still needs a means to complete her goals. We just might get the jump on Black Rose this time. At the very least, we can actually be on her trail instead of floundering around.
Then what are we waiting for? Rainbow asked. Let's go!
Hold on there, Roddy, Applejack said. This ain't our mission. It's Captain Nightcanter's.
You'll need help, right?
We could use some assistance navigating the forest, Nightcanter replied.
We can help with that, Twilight said. We'd like to go into the castle with you as well.
Nightcanter paused again. You know, Vanguard asked me not to bother you mares on your vacation, she said. She smiled the same sort of smile that made both Twilight and Applejack shudder. But why not? It sounds like fun.
Okay, everypony, did you really expect any chosen volunteers here from Ponyville? I certainly did. I mean, I know that, and I already knew there wouldn't be any, but I certainly did expect a few volunteers because, well, when you have listened or read Breaking Point, then you know that Twilight has a pretty high opinion of her fellow Chosen. And now, well, they are just bugging out like, no, we won't fight for our homes. And even Bon Bon being all hostile towards Twilight. I mean, yeah, bad things happen, shit happens, like the saying goes. What's your opinion on that? And next thing is, what do you think about Captain Nightcanter showing up in Ponyville? And her, well, mentioning of several uses for Big Macintosh. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.